Amazon turns work into a game. A brand new handheld is on its way. Memorial Day sales and new free-to-play games to try. All of that and much, much more on this episode. Welcome, everyone. This is episode 13 of A Christian Gaming Podcast, the podcast focused on putting God before gaming, being more mindful of our faith while we are gaming, and finding games we can feel good about playing. You can follow the show on Twitter at @A_CG Podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram. Yes, that's right. I have 17 followers on Instagram now. Yay. So if you are an Insta person, you can look up A Christian Gaming Podcast. And you can follow me personally on Twitter at @ReynaPlays. And you can email the show at ChristianGamingPodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget, you can call the ACG hotline at 269-248-1724. It is May 22nd, 2019, and I am your host, Raina Swift Sage. We're going to be moving into Daily Bread. So just like when Jesus replied to the devil in Matthew 4:4, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So it's very important to make sure that you get your Bible study on before you hop in game. Priorities. You know, as gamers, we spend a lot of our time perfecting our characters in game. For a large group of us, that actually involves upgrading our gear. Some of us purchase skins to make our avatar stand out, while others grind content with the hopes that a piece of gear will drop just to complete their set. Some of us spend hours and hours honing our skills to take down raid bosses for the chance at higher tier loot. But you know, it never occurred to me that we spend so much of our real life upgrading our in-game gear, but what about our gear out of game? Our armor sets allow us to take on some pretty powerful forces of evil in our gaming worlds, but will that gear actually work against the powerful forces of evil in our real world? I've spent so many years of my life chasing that carrot on a stick in game that I never contemplated upgrading my armor out of game. I think I've lived most of my youth and adult life never knowing about the armor set I actually should be upgrading. Do you know what the good news is? It isn't too late. We can start gearing up today, right now. We will be heading to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. So if you are in a place where you can grab your Bible and read along and mark your spot, pause and head there. This is out of the New International Version. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, titled The Armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up that shield of faith with which you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. In this episode, we will be covering the belt of truth mentioned in verse 14. Truth. Well, that seemed easy enough, doesn't it? I mean, we are taught the difference between lies and truth from a young age. I know I'm constantly teaching my kids the difference between truth and lies. Upgrading to the belt of truth should not be too hard, right? I mean, we hear about truth every day. Our culture is full of people cheering us on, saying, live your truth, be your truth. That seems simple, right? I mean, just live your truth. But what if everyone has their own version of truth? Then how do you know what's actually true? I can definitely see how the devil uses that to his advantage. If everyone is walking around living their truth, sooner or later, we are bound to cross paths and see our truths indeed not line up with everyone else. My truth will quickly butt heads with your truth. Your neighbor's truth will look differently than your truth. You will start to question your truth. I will start to question my truth. And we will quickly find ourselves angry, sad, and lonely because our truth is so different than everyone we are around. I can see that is actually the devil's plan. That is the design, the divide and conquer mechanic many use today and have always used. I mean, it's actually super simple to pull off. It's not hard to get humans to argue with each other. I mean, getting us to argue over whose truth is the truthiest of true truths seems like a cakewalk, actually. When I decided to upgrade my belt to a belt of truth, I felt lost. I didn't know where to start. My first thought was to Google it like I do everything. I mean, the first thing I do when attempting to upgrade my in-game gear is to search on the web for websites and blogs and YouTube videos for tips. When it came to upgrading my real-life gear, I headed to the internet. And then, I had to stop myself real quick. This is real life. This life has real consequences. We should not blindly trust anyone or anything. I wouldn't head to Burger King if I wanted to stay. I wouldn't look on the Xbox website to find out the PlayStation Plus games for the month. Just as we should not go to the internet, we should not go inside ourselves, or we should not even listen blindly to the words of others when upgrading our armor of God. If we want to learn about the belt of truth and the armor of God, we should get our info from the source, from the Bible. Don't take my word for it though. The Bible says it in Psalms 118 verse 8. This is out of the NKJV, New King James Version. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And if that isn't clear enough, in Jeremiah 17, chapter 17, verses 5 through 8, in the NIV, it actually makes it really clear. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. You see, we should never seek truth from man. We should never Google for truth. We should always seek truth from the Bible. The devil attacks us with lies and deceit. The internet is riddled with lies and deceit and a whole lot of opinions and feelings, which, you know, are of the flesh. If we are to combat the devil and his lies, should we counter him with his own lies? No. Mm-mm. Have you ever tried to duel an equally geared player in PvP or defeat a boss whose armor self-heals just absorbs your damage? Those battles can actually go on forever. And if your sword does 40 damage and their bubble of protection absorbs 40 damage, you're going to be battling forever and ever or until someone actually gets tired. And that is how I look at our battle with the devil. If we match his attacks with watered down truth, aka his own lies, we will be battling him forever until we give in. We can't afford to lose against the devil. We need to stand strong against his attacks by consistently upgrading our armor of God. We need to upgrade our chintzy starter belts with a belt of truth. In John 17, 17, Jesus was praying to God for his disciples, and he said to God, they are not of this world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Did you hear that? God's word is truth. We counter the enemy's attacks with truth, with the word of God. We look to the Bible for our answers always. We must put our belt of truth on and stay rooted in the word of God. We must repair it daily. The first gear upgrade is our belt of truth. We get our truth from the Bible because the Bible is to be our measure of truth. In 2 Timothy verses 3:16 in the NIV version, all scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training righteousness. We are logged in right now in a real battle of good and evil. It is time to upgrade our armor of God, brothers and sisters, and we're going to be starting with the belt of truth, the Word of God. Carrier pigeon has arrived with some mail. Let me see. Oh, this is for David underscore Diaz 2020 on Instagram. I want to give you a shout out. He said, wow, love the podcast. Wait for the next one. And thank you so much, David, for tracking the show down on Instagram. It's been fun interacting with you and everybody. And so thank you very much. So I'm giving a shout out to Mr. David underscore Diaz 2020.
Heads up.
I don't think he knew that bowl was there.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Well, for this episode, watch out for that poll. I went to social media and asked, is profanity and violent speech in a game a deal breaker for you? So, out of 29 participants, 29 voters, 17% said not at all. Profanity and violent speech is not a deal breaker. 7% said definitely a deal breaker. And 76% said depends on the quantity and the type. So I personally, my vote falls into the 76%. I definitely feel like it depends on the quantity and the type. And we have some feedback from Jay, or on Twitter at jkinsey0979, said violent speech is a deal breaker for her. And Gaming and God at samaru305 said, if it is obvious the game just wants cussing for shock value, then no, I won't play it. I don't like it when games do that. They just want to be vulgar to shock. For example, Red Dead Redemption 2 has cussing and it's all over the game, but it's used as part of the dialogue, not to be nasty for being nasty. So that game I can deal with. Division 2 has cussing, but it's not necessary. It's there to be cool. So I totally get you, Samaru, 100%, because you could just tell. You could just tell. And I think we've all heard it where it's just like, okay, enough. We get it. You can say a cuss word, whoop-dee-doo, you know, kind of. But and then I get what you say. It's more or less for like flavor. You know, it depends on the character and stuff in the game. And sometimes if that's their personality, you know, you run into real life people like that. And yeah, I totally get you, Samuel. And then Lil Fantastic at Lil Fantastic on Twitter said, the situation is a depending factor, like dropping a word while being chased by a zombie versus GTA. And I don't do GTA because that's one I don't do. Amen, Lil Fantastic. I am right in that wheelhouse too. I do not do GTA because it's just like, look what I could do. Yeah, I totally agree with the 76%. I can take a few things here and there, but I feel like the Bible really hammers home. You got to watch what you let in. You got to watch what you see. You got to monitor what you listen to. You got to, you know, we're the temple. We don't want none of that nasty stuff in there. We don't want no turds in our punch bowl. Thank you very much. No turds in the punch bowl. Thank you. So I tried out Dauntless. It arrived yesterday across all platforms. It launched. It was out of its beta, and that was on May 21st, 2019. So I got some time in there, and I plan on, if I get this show edited and out, I plan on hopping in and getting back in now that it's officially launched, and I was playing it in beta. So played some Elder Scrolls Online, just ran around. I haven't got to do too much gaming, like I said. I homeschool. The weather's been nice. Got a lot of stuff on our plate. Got picnics and end of the year recitals and all that jazz. So, and I played some Stardew Valley. And I was inspired by my friend Falloon about checking in on the classic WoW beta gameplay videos and Twitch streams. So I've been having fun watching those. And I've actually been binging on personal testimonies on YouTube about how people have found their way to Jesus Christ. And so many different stories. It's so touching. And to see how Jesus meets you right where you're at, right in the trenches. So many people like leaving the new age and occult lifestyles and Jesus, boom, meeting them right where they're at. People who were raised Jewish, Jehovah's Witness, you name it, all over the spectrum of lifestyles, just coming in, boom, and meeting them right where they're at. And it's amazing and it's so touching. And I feel like I've watched like 17 of them. And if you ever feel like your faith tank is running low, hook yourself up and start watching real life stories about how Jesus is working in other people's lives. And it is oh so beautiful. So beautiful. Okay, get my chair dancing out. We got some gaming news. We're going to start out with Sony and Microsoft partnering to improve cloud gaming and streaming platforms. On May 16th, 2019, Microsoft and PlayStation entered a partnership. Sony accepted an invitation that was actually in a letter from Chris Charla on Xbox.com. In the letter, Chris wrote, "First, in addition to natively supporting cross-platform play between Xbox One and Windows 10 games that use Xbox Live, we're enabling developers to support cross-network play as well. This means players on Xbox One and Windows 10 using Xbox Live will be able to play with players on different online multiplayer networks, including other console and PC networks. Of course, it's actually up to the game developers to support that feature, and Xbox Live players will always have the option of choosing to play only with Xbox Live players. We're thrilled to confirm that Psyonix Rocket League will be one of the first games to take advantage of this new capability by enabling cross-network play between Xbox One and PC players, with an open invitation for other networks to participate as well." So in an article by IGN, the president and CEO of Sony, Kenichiro Yoshida, was quoted saying, "For many years, Microsoft has been a key business partner for us. Though, of course, the two companies have also been competing in some areas, I believe that our joint development of future cloud solutions will contribute greatly to the advancement of interactive content. Additionally, I hope that in the areas of semiconductors and AI, leveraging each company's cutting-edge technology in a mutually complementary way will lead to the creation of new value for society." Reuters is reporting via an anonymous source that Tencent and Riot have been working on a mobile version of League of Legends for more than a year, although a separate source said it was unlikely to be launched in 2019. I thought this was funny when it rolled across my timeline on Twitter. WoWhead at WoWhead tweeted out, "Due to players reporting aspects of WoW Classic that were not actually bugs, Blizzard made a list of these commonly reported features, such as feared players running quickly and slower creature respawn rates." So it just cracks me up that people who, I say people who, but it most likely are players that have not played back in Burning Crusade and like Wrath of the Lich King in the earlier days of World of Warcraft have been, you know, really wanting to get on this WoW Classic, and now they're getting in on the beta testing and stuff, and now they're freaking out because their quality of life that they have been playing now for years is not the way it used to be. Hunters used to run out of arrows. You know, you think there were consequences. Talent trees were more dynamic, and, you know, it was just a different mix. The community relied more on each other. World PvP was a thing, and that's the stuff that I really missed in World of Warcraft. So I'm really excited to see if that will be there the way I remember that, now that they peel back all of the updates throughout the years and give us this... this WoW Classic. So I will be interested to see if it pans out. But I was cracking up that these players are thinking things are bugs, but it's actually the desired gameplay mechanics. So funny. Right now, Sims 4 is free to play for PC players. You can actually claim the base game of The Sims 4 from Electronic Arts through Origin until May 28th, 2019. So you still got 6 days. To claim The Sims 4, fans can head to the Origin client on their online storefront. The Sims 4 can be downloaded for Mac or Windows PC. There's also the option to purchase the Digital Deluxe Edition for $49.99. And a reminder that the content is part of EA's Origin Access subscription program. While the expansions are still locked behind a paywall, the download will allow you to keep The Sims 4. So it is not a trial. The game will remain in your library after the promotion ends on May 28th, 2019. Memorial Day weekend sales. GameStop is offering discounts on games, accessories, and collectibles. In the Epic Game Store, they are launching their Epic Mega Sale. They are offering $10 off every game that is over $14.99. Some games have been marked down even more than that. They are also offering a new free game each week of the sale. Nintendo Switch Online members can take up to $19.99 off 2 Switch games. And Switch Online members can buy 2 eShop vouchers for $99.99 that are redeemable for a selection of first-party Nintendo Switch games. And here are some video game deals in the show notes at achristiangamingpodcast.com. You just go to the little tab that says blog and show notes. I will put the whole list of all these game deals, but they're just way too many for me to read. So I cherry picked some of the ones that stood out, the real big savings. So I'm going to share those with you guys. So some video game deals going on right now for the Memorial Day weekend sales. You can pre-order the Team Sonic Racing on Nintendo Switch and Xbox One on Amazon for only $32.89. That's a savings of $7.10 off. Dragon Quest XI is on PS4 for only $29.99 at GameStop. That's $20 off. The Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to be on PS4 for $34.99 on Amazon. And you get $25 off the original price. Resident Evil 2 on PC is going at the Green Man Gaming. You can buy it for $30.09. You are saving $29.90. That's Green Man Gaming. $50 Battle.net gift cards are going for $40.72 on Amazon. Stories Untold is free at the Epic Game Store. It usually will run you $9.99. Subnautica is available for only $7.49 at the Epic Game Store. That usually runs you $24.99. The Jackbox Party Pack 5 is on sale right now for $12.49 at the Epic Game Store. and that will usually run you $29.99, so that's quite a savings. And the last that I'm going to share is the pre-played Xbox One and PS4 games are up to 50% off at Gamefly. New handheld console is coming, and it's called the Playdate. I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe it's because I'm a parent, and even though I like Playdates, I don't think I want my handheld console being called a Playdate. I don't know. Sounds a little sketchy, but... but, so, anyways, new handheld console called Playdate. For over 20 years, Panic has mostly made Mac and iOS software. They started publishing games like Firewatch and soon an Untitled Goose Games. Now they are developing a new handheld called Playdate. It's yellow, it fits in your pocket, and it's got a black and white screen. It's quoted saying on their website, it's not super cheap, but it's not super expensive. It includes brand new games from some amazing creators. They reached out to a few top game designers like Kieta Takashi and Zach Gage and Bennett Foddy and Sean Inman. The Playdate will offer 12 brand new games. Each week you will get a new one. The Playdate has a crank that flips out on the side. So it kind of reminds me of like those little crank flashlights that came out in like the early 2000s. They're like, hey, if you lose your power, just crank yourself. It was like a battery, a crank battery inside, and it was like a flashlight and a radio and like a safety flasher alarm. And that thing, I mean, yeah, you could do anything with that thing. It's like a little crank like that on the picture. You'll see it. It's interesting. But the Playdate has a crank that flips out on the side, and it actually is a rotating analog controller. Some games use the crank exclusively, and some won't use it at all. The Playdate will cost you and me, if you so desire to purchase the Playdate, it will be $149. All 12 games in Season 1 will be included. There will be no extra charge. So that's kind of cool. You don't have to subscribe. It's kind of like a little thing. It's quite small. You'll just go to Playdate, or it's actually the website is play.date. That's where you go to find your information. And it will ship in early 2020. So it's not going to be out this year in 2019. So look probably after Christmas. And you can sign up, like I said, at play.date to get notified when it will be available to purchase. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of jealous of these people right here because I've had a lot of boring jobs in my past. A lot of boring jobs. But Amazon is actually turning their warehouse tasks into video games to make work fun. According to the Washington Post, Amazon has a new approach it hopes will make employees' lives easier. It plans to turn work into a video game. Amazon started installing screens next to worker stations that feature simple games with names like Pics in Space, Mission Racer, and Castle Crafter. Physical actions of Amazon employees, like assembling orders, moving items, are actually translated into virtual in-game moves. What does that even mean? Well, the faster someone picks items up and places them in the box, for example, the faster their car will move around a virtual track. The intent is to make their work less tedious while encouraging more productivity by pitting workers against one another in the virtual game world. The games are voluntary. They are currently installed in 5 warehouses in the United States and the UK. The article states that in at least one facility, managers reward workers who achieve high scores with Amazon Swag Bucks. That is the company's currency that workers can only exchange for Amazon-branded merchandise like t-shirts and water bottles. Is it just me, or is anybody wondering if this is going to cause, like, brawls in the workplace? It'd be like, Susan, I'm gonna get you today! I just feel like Some people are so competitive. We have road rage on the road. I don't know how this is going to pan out in the long run. I mean, I don't know. Could you imagine? Like, if you're a really extremely competitive person, and old Bobby over there in the corner's doing circles around you, running laps, he could just outwork you. He's like 30 years younger than you, and then all of a sudden you can't even compete. And then what if people start doing, like, betting, and it starts turning into this big thing where, you know, people are betting against Fran. Fran and Bernadette are going up against each other, and then they're having, like, I don't know. I just feel like this might be problematic. Minecraft Earth. Yes. When I first heard this, I thought, is it like a Minecraft, like the Earth, like a map that's like Earth? Will we be actually to like play on a replica of Earth and like build? And then I was like, wrong. It's not that at all. You could see how much of a Minecraft player I am. I haven't really gotten into Minecraft, but a lot of people enjoy it and it does look fun. But quoted from the official Minecraft website, the world of Minecraft will be entering our universe in a whole new way thanks to the power of augmented reality. Minecraft Earth is an all-new augmented reality game you can play on your mobile devices that brings the Minecraft world into our universe. Through the lens of the game, you'll be able to build creations with friends, place them in the real world at life size, discovering exciting new mobs to use in your builds. You actually may need to put your survival skills to the test as you explore a new side to your neighborhood and battle Minecraft mobs in real life. Yeah, nothing can go wrong. Nothing can go wrong here. Keep moving. Oh my. Oh, yikes. Minecraft Earth will be free to play. Minecraft Earth is coming to iOS and Android this summer on AR-capable devices. Minecraft Earth will be available in closed beta this summer of 2019. More info can be found in their FAQ section. And the closed betas for Minecraft Earth will be launching this summer on iOS and Android. Okay, for the community spotlight this episode, I am going to tell you about a podcast called The Reform Gamers Podcast. It is hosted by The Theologian on Twitter. That's at The Theologian and at Jeffrey_South. The Reformed Gamers, in their iTunes info, that's where I had to go because I couldn't find an about section on their website. Psst. Have that. Anyways, you can, on their iTunes, they are described as the show all about theology, video games, and tacos, and anything else. Join two Reformed seminary students as they discuss the latest in video games, theology, and the crossroads where they intersect. The two guys play games on show, review games, and talk about different topics such as help, my spouse is a gamer, what do I do, and more. In their latest episode, released yesterday, May 20th, 2019, they headed back into Raccoon City to discuss Resident Evil 2 Remake, how Umbrella acts a lot like Sin, and the cautionary tale of gaining the world but losing your soul in the process. They also talk about how surprisingly fun the road to getting the Platinum Trophy is. You can find all of their past episodes and hopefully an about section in the future at thereformedgamers.com. Okay, for gaming spotlight, we have Birdgut. I know, interesting, right? Has like over 228 positive reviews on Steam. It was released this month, May 9th, 2019. The developer is Micah Borzier, and the publisher is Micah Borzier. Birdgut is a hand-drawn, this is what I thought was interesting. It is hand-drawn 2D puzzle platformer set inside the eternal organs of a bird. A bee hatches in the hive, but something's wrong. Born different from the others, the bee is exiled from the hive and forced to survive the world on its own. That is, until a bird attacks it and eats it. But that's only the beginning. Inside the bird, all of the bugs that it eats are brainwashed and put to work in a fantastical mechanical factories that exist in the place of its organs, except for the outcast bee, whose very disability prevents them from being brainwashed. The bee takes it upon itself to destroy the massive bird from the inside out and free all the enslaved critters within. It features a curious hand-drawn art style with plenty of quirky moving parts, and it really does. If you go to the Steam link I put in the show notes, or just search for it in Steam under Bird Gut, you could see it's an entirely different game than what you're used to seeing. A wealth of unique environments to explore with each of their own special obstacles and puzzles. It is physics-based. It's a classic platform style. Has a diverse cast of insect characters. 3 separate endings to choose from. Hidden secrets in every level. 22 achievements to collect. And it also has giant worms. The next game I wanted to spotlight is Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. Sorry, I had to say that. The word totally made me say that. Totally Accurate Battle Simulator. It is developed by Landfall and published by Landfall. It was released April 1st, 2019. Total Accurate Battle Simulator is a wacky physics-based tactics game. You can experience accurate warfare through the ages. It uses state-of-the-art physics-based simulation to provide you with never-before-seen insight, to our greatest battles of history. So the link to that is in the show notes at achristiangamingpodcast.com. And now I get to tell you a little bit more about the game Dauntless that I had been playing briefly. Dauntless is free to play, so that's always cool. It is an action role-playing video game developed by Phoenix Labs and published by Epic Games. I thought it was actually pretty cool when I found out that Phoenix Labs was formed by former Riot game developers Jesse Houston, Sean Bender, and Robin Maine. And as of January 2017, it actually includes 40 developers formerly from BioWare and Blizzard Entertainment and Capcom. So that's pretty neat. The game launched in beta in May 2018 for Microsoft Windows, and then I got to play a bit of it when it launched, and then they took it down for a couple days, and then they just relaunched it yesterday for the final launch on May 21st, 2019 across all of the platforms. So that was PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and including full support for cross-platform play, so how awesome is that? Dauntless takes place in a fantasy setting where cataclysmic events have torn the world apart, releasing monstrous creatures known as behemoths. They prey on the surviving humans. Players take on the role of slayers to take down behemoths, collecting loot that they use to craft and upgrade weapons and equipment as to take down larger and more powerful behemoths. While hunting, the gameplay is as a third-person action game. The player uses a combo system to attack the creature while monitoring their own health and stamina gauge. The hunts can take upwards of 20 minutes of in-game time to complete. The game can be played both as single player and cooperatively with up to 4 people. And you can find more info about this at playdauntless.com.
You know, if we're going to do this thing, we need to come up with a name, something.
Yeah, I know.
Something catchy, something.
I've been thinking about it.
Electric.
What does this feel like? I don't know.
So what about...
What about... This is where I head to fantasynamegenerator.com and find you a name for your tribe, for your clan, for your guild. Who knows? But we're going to get started right here with...
Tempest Berserkers. Hidden Mafia.
Nameless Rebels. Recruits of the Trusted.
Assassins of the Deserted. Affliction of Loyalty.
Wizards of the Dove.
Gentle Swords.
Gentle Swords.
Earth Stars.
And?
Blood Song.
As we go into our gaming realms this week, let us be intentional and mindful of our actions in and out of game. What is something we can do to glorify God in and out of game? Please let me know what you come up with. Let's keep our brothers and sisters all over the world in our prayers. I feel we take it for granted. Living in the United States, being able to worship Jesus, not everybody has that ability. And since I've been more active on Instagram, I've actually had a few people reach out and ask for us to add them to prayers. Please don't take our freedom for granted. Please keep our brothers and sisters all over the world and our future brothers and sisters in Christ in our prayers. Let's lift them up in prayer. You can send any prayer requests, private or public, and I will share them on the show for our prayer warriors to pick up, or I will pray for you myself and my family will. And send any prayer requests to achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet the show at @a_CG podcast. And I'm going to tell you all this stuff, so you better write it down right now. I'm going to do it right now. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get my micro machine voice on. I'm going to speed this up. Okay. You can follow the show on Twitter at @a_CG podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at @ChristianGamingPodcast. You can follow me on Twitter at @RaitaPlays. You can email the show at ChristianGamingPodcast@gmail.com. You can call the ACG hotline at 269-248-1724. I have created a Discord that is just for gaming news. So if you are not already inundated with the Discord bloat that I think a lot of us feel, you can go to ChristianGamingPodcast.com, and I have turned one of the links or the little tabs at the top into the invite page, and you can just join. And what I created it for my podcast so I can keep an idea of like all the gaming news and stuff that's going on. So if you want to join the Discord, I have Reddits going in fed into the channels, and some I have RSS feeds for websites, and I have Twitter accounts, and I have it broken down into the different platforms and news. So you get like a constant, like your Discord, if you feel like you're busy and you hate being on social media and you hate having to scroll through Facebook or Twitter or try to cover a bunch of websites to find stuff that's going on in new games and stuff like that. I've had it funneling into this Discord. So you can join with no expectations of having anybody talk to you. You don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to be annoyed if nobody talks to you. The main purpose is just for to stay up to date on gaming news and spend less time on the internet. Like, that was my goal. And then I thought, well, why am I being so selfish? I'll just invite anybody who wants to join. There is a place I put in the social and share. If you're a content creator, you can share your stuff there. There is a lounge that you can make friends and we can talk if you want to. But just know that 90% of the purpose of this Discord is just to share news and stay up to date and not have to spend so much time on social media scouring for it. So that's that. Okay. Don't forget, there's the Christian Gaming Geek directory at ChristianGamingPodcast.com, where there is just so many awesome podcasts like the Reform Gamers that I just spotlighted earlier on the show. They're there. There's just so many different gaming Christian geeky podcasts and blogs and gaming communities. So don't forget at ChristianGamingPodcast.com. Head there if you want to find out more awesome content creators. All right, I'm done. You probably already turned me off a long time ago. That's okay. All right, guys, have a great week. God bless, and I will see you in episode 14. What are you still doing here? For real, man. Well, that's dedication. I guess I shall reward you with some of my derpy bloopers. I went to social media and asked, is profanity and violent speech in and game? Blah, 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 blah. And it came out like in beta a couple weeks ago or a couple, yeah. And then it relaunched across all platforms on May 22nd. So, or for the love of biscuits. Do I even know where I'm at right now? Okay. The download will you to keep in the Epic Game Store. Amazon started installing screens next to their workstations. We will actually have more soon. Well, they will have more soon. Or they herded her. And then we run around collecting loot that we use to craft an upgate. Can I even talk today?